Week 3, Day 2, Mankind the Sinner. If God created the world and said it was good, as we talked about yesterday, then why is everything like it is now? In other words, what went wrong? Evil, disease, death, and, in the end, judgment. It hardly seems fair. Why would God create humanity in a world that would fall apart? What was his problem? We must realize these problems are not the fault of God, but the result of humans turning from God. God is good while humans are sinners. Look at what Scripture shows us. After God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the Garden of Eden, he told them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Genesis 1:28. God gave mankind authority over what he had made. God gave them all plants, trees, and fruit, except one, for food. It was all entrusted to mankind to rule over. It was all good. God is good. You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die. Genesis 2:16-17. God gave mankind an abundance of good things, and he issued this one limiting command, reminding his creation that they were under his ultimate rule. In Greg Gilbert's book, What is the Gospel?, he highlights the tree as a reminder that Adam and Eve were under God's authority. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God planted in the center of the garden, was a stark reminder of that fact. When Adam and Eve looked at that tree and saw its fruit, they would remember that their authority was limited, that they were creatures, and that they were dependent on God for their very lives. They were only the stewards. He was the king. The problems in the world began when Adam and Eve chose not to listen to their king. In Genesis 3, we are told a crafty serpent came to the woman and asked her, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" With this question, the serpent began to sow doubt in Eve's mind. Interestingly, while the woman did repeat God's instruction, she also added to it, claiming that God told her and Adam to not even touch the tree. Perhaps the lie that God was holding out on them was already beginning to influence her thoughts. Then, the serpent continued in Genesis 3 with a full-on assault, twisting God's truth and saying to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." In that second, Eve desired to be like God. She ate the fruit of the tree and gave some to her husband, who also ate it. This was the moment everything changed, when spiritual and physical death entered God's perfect creation. Adam and Eve did not listen to God. Instead, they acted as if they were God. Enticed by the promise of a limitless life and doubting God's goodness, they did what they wanted and disobeyed their king. The Bible calls this sin. Sin is the rebellion against God's authority and the resistance to his rule. Adam and Eve showed deliberate disobedience and defiance to what God commanded them to do. This came with huge consequences. God had told them they would die if they ate of this tree of knowledge of good and evil, but they did not listen or seem to care. The death that came to them was multifaceted. First, their spiritual life died. They were kicked out of the garden and thus out of the presence of God. Their relationship with him was now broken. They did not physically die on the spot, but their bodies were now destined to grow old and fall apart, leading to a physical death. Not only was their relationship with God broken, but their relationship with one another was also broken. Their marriage would be tainted because of the curse of sin. Their work would be cursed, and childbearing would become painful, meaning the mission God gave them to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and work it and keep it would now be excruciatingly difficult. No longer did God's favor reign over them, but now the curse of sin and death reigned over them and the entire world. This was not God's fault, but mankind's. Scripture makes it clear that Adam and Eve were not the only ones who sinned, but that everyone on this earth has disobeyed God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. we all likewise deserve death, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Sin reigns in our lives and in this world, separating us from God. A holy and just God cannot overlook sin, but must require payment for it. This idea is not popular in our day. Perhaps it rubs you the wrong way, but you don't really want a God that overlooks sin, do you? Consider all the great injustices in our world, past and present. Consider the worst things other people have done to you. Would it be just for God to simply wave it all away and say, "No big deal"? Of course not. We all, deep down, want a just judge on the throne of the world. But the problem is that we know in our souls that we too deserve his judgment. For there is no one righteous, not even one. Romans 3:10. Again, the wages or reward for this sin is death. And the scary, hard truth about the punishment we deserve is that it is not just a physical death, but it is an eternal death. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. This means we are deserving of eternal punishment in hell. A person who is never forgiven of their sins is destined for eternal punishment. Revelation describes hell as a lake of fire and sulfur. Revelation 20, verse 10, ESV. And Jesus says it is a place of unquenchable fire. Mark 9, verse 43, ESV. The consequence of our sin is real and must be taken seriously. The point is, sin is a big problem, and it is our problem. All the evil and death we see in our world is the result of Adam and Eve turning away from God and wanting to be like God. God is good, and we humans are not. We fall short. The problem of our sin must be known, understood, and fully grasped if we are ever going to appreciate the gospel and truly believe in the good news of Jesus Christ. There is good news for us sinners, but only if we first grasp the bad news. Reflect and apply. 1. Why is it important for us to understand that we are sinners and we are the problem? 2. How have you seen and experienced the consequences of sin in our world and in your own life? 3. In what ways are you like Adam and Eve, struggling to submit to God's authority?